The Shepherdstown Presbyterians meet in a circa 1836 brick building that sits just across the street from the town's post office, about two blocks from the main street. A few years ago, the growing congregation put an addition on the building that houses modern meeting and gathering rooms. Soon, the roof of this addition will be topped with solar panels, thanks to the newly formed nonprofit organization Solar Holler. After working on solar initiatives in several other East Coast states, Dan Conant wanted to come back to Shepherdstown, where he was born and raised, so he founded Solar Holler.
And really wanted to use solar as a way to diversify our state's economy. And it's just always been really hard. There's been lots of challenges put in the way, and it wasn't easy to make the business case right away. So we needed to develop innovative methods of making solar affordable for these groups.
Conant says there are federal tax incentives for installing solar systems on buildings, but nonprofit organizations like churches are not able to take advantage of these incentives because they don't pay any taxes to begin with. So that often leaves nonprofits scrambling for money by collecting donations and applying for grants when they want to install something like the $60,000 system that will go on the Shepherdstown Presbyterian Church.
Instead, we've taken out a loan to cover the cost of the system, and then that loan is paid back over the next 5 years when individual families and businesses around Shepherdstown install little remote control devices on their home or business water tanks.
120 people have agreed to have the boxes installed on their electric water tanks. The boxes constantly measure electric demand and adjust the energy use of the water heaters accordingly. The boxes belong to Mosaic Power, a Maryland company that pays property owners willing to participate. The 120 supporters of the Shepherdstown Presbyterian Church Project have agreed to give that payment to the church to pay back the loan over a five-year period.
About 40% of the church's power would be coming from the solar panels on the roof here.
Than Hitt is a church member who serves on the solar committee.
And that's going to be a cost savings to the church moving forward. Well, we know energy prices are increasing, and this really is about a long-term plan for financial stewardship. There are also environmental benefits, and those come in different forms. The production of clean energy on the church here is really important, but also by harnessing home water tanks and the energy efficiency from that has a huge environmental benefit too. It sums up to be the equivalent of planting about 150 acres of trees every year.
The Shepherdstown Presbyterian Church Project is the first of what Conant hopes will be many projects across West Virginia that will allow nonprofits and governments to lower their electric bills by installing solar panels.
It seems like every week now we're getting another nonprofit organization around West Virginia coming to us for help, whether it's the Harpers Ferry Library that just voted to do a similar project or Lewisburg City Hall. We're seeing municipalities, libraries, schools, affordable housing groups come to us. And that was really a key factor in how we designed the program. We wanted to make a program that could not just work in Shepherdstown or in other fairly well-to-do places across the state. We wanted to make a system that could work for any community, any county, any organization in West Virginia, so long as they've got community support.
And Conant has a larger goal beyond giving nonprofits a way to save on energy costs. He hopes Solar Holler will help create jobs, the kind that young adults like him will be willing to do so they can stay in West Virginia.
We can't keep holding on to the jobs of the 1950s and 60s and thinking that that's the way it's always going to be. We need to have creative communities that focus on building new things, building exciting things. And it's not just solar, it's not just renewable energy, it's also software design, it's new high-tech industries, it's things that will stop the brain drain and actually keep people at home.
Conant says West Virginia has a lot to offer. He mentions amazing mountains, rafting, beauty, and he says it's a state that's a joy to be in.
But we need to make it possible for people to actually make a living here and do it in a way that isn't just punching the clock, but is actually a joy to be a part of every single day.
The Shepherdstown Presbyterian Church expects to have its solar panels installed sometime in August. In the meantime, Conant is busy talking to other organizations to determine what the next big project will be. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Shepherdstown.